The Boston Red Sox fired manager Alex Cora yesterday over his role in two alleged sign-stealing scandals. That follows the Houston Astros' decision earlier this week to fire both their manager and general manager after Major League Baseball released its investigation into accusations that that team also used technology to steal signs. MLB is still looking into the allegations against the Red Sox, and other teams could also be implicated. This is just the latest in a long string of sports-related controversies, from Spygate to Deflategate to allegations of doping and the use of performance-enhancing drugs. But how should leagues respond to these scandals, and how should fans respond? To talk through some of these questions, I spoke earlier with Sean Klein. He teaches sports ethics at ASU. We talked before MLB released its report and the Astros and Red Sox made their personnel moves. And we started by talking about whether he differentiates between different kinds of sports scandals.
I think it's important to differentiate it, because cheating as a concept itself is one of those fuzzy ones that everyone thinks they know what it is. We use the term a lot, but it's really, really hard to pin down exactly what it is. And it also presupposes the answer to the question that we're really trying to ask, which is this something wrong? Once we call it cheating, we've already decided that it's wrong. And so we want to make sure to take a step back to start thinking, okay, well, here's all these activities or actions that are happening in the game or around the game, and we want to try to figure out what's permissible, what's not, what's acceptable, what's not. And so we do need to kind of parse that out a bit and differentiate some of those different kinds of rules and rule violations and other wrongdoings.
When you talk about parsing, a lot of folks have talked about the current sign-stealing scandal, which started with the Houston Astros. It now involves the Boston Red Sox, your hometown team.
Yes.
And there's been a lot of discussion about, okay, so if a guy is on second base and they see signs and they see something that the pitcher's doing or somebody in the dugout sees something, that's perfectly fine if you see it with your own eyes. When there are video cameras involved, or in the case of the Astros, allegedly trash cans near the dugout involved, that's not okay. Is that too much parsing, or is there really a difference there?
Well, I think in terms of the setting up of the rule, that's, I think, an ambiguity that's part of Major League Baseball's rules that I think, well, hopefully after these scandals get cleaned up or cleared out, that we can take a look at whether or not how we want to officiate this and what is it that we're trying to prevent. Because I think in many of these cases, there's a rule and we're trying to prevent a certain thing. So we know in football, pass interference, it's a difficult thing to call and to officiate, but we have a really good understanding about why we have pass interference. Because if we didn't, they would just knock over the wide receiver and your offense wouldn't really ever happen. So we know that there has to be some rule like that to protect the game. With sign stealing, because you're allowed to do it under certain kinds of conditions, and we expect that's what players look for, and that's what teams do in preparation for a game too, looking at previous games. And so that part of the game is as old as the game. And so now we add in these elements of technology. Okay, well, we have cameras or we have other ways of trying to signal from someone who might be out in the bullpen or somewhere else that they might have an ability to look at it. It's not really clear what is it that we're trying to prevent, because we allow it under certain conditions. What is the difference when we move to technology? And I don't really see a good reason not to allow them to have access to it. As long as it's the problem here is that some teams are doing it and some teams aren't, because some teams are abiding by the letter of law and some apparently allegedly are not. And so that becomes an unfairness. And that's something we should try to make sure that everybody is able to at least if they want to, be able to use this technology if they want to. And I've heard that Major League Baseball is actually even considering some technology headset, not headsets per se, but
some maybe, kind of way that catchers and pitchers can communicate.
Yeah, some sort of wearable like an Apple Watch or something like that, which I think that would be worthwhile to explore.
In a scenario where, for example, a catcher and a pitcher have an Apple Watch or some device that they can communicate, do you think it would be necessary for a Major League Baseball to say, look, you're not allowed to hack into that?
Yeah, I think that would be a requirement. And that's easier to police, right? I mean, because one of the things that's hard with sign stealing and with other kinds of rule violations like doping is the enforcement of it is very challenging, because they're always going to be behind the people that are looking for the loopholes, pushing out the edge, or just straightforward cheating. But it's pretty clear when you draw the line, okay, look, this is a secure signal. You're not allowed to tap into it. It's going to be pretty obvious when you do, and it's pretty easy to prevent that. And it's clear this is a private conversation, and so you're not privy to it.
So maybe the answer then is to encourage baseball teams to invest in all the same technology. And it sounds like you're saying maybe just make it open season. Like, if a team doesn't change up its signals or their signals and signs aren't good enough, they deserve to have them stolen.
Right. I mean, pitchers have all kinds of tells that have nothing to do with sign stealing, too, in terms of like whether they, you know, put the ball behind their back or how they hold their glove. There's all, you know, lots of ways in which pitchers tip what pitch they're going to show. And so there's all kinds of ways in which pitchers and catchers and the team need to try to hide some of that, deceive some of that, and that's part of what pitching is about, is trying to deceive the batter. So yeah, if to say, look, okay, if you want to use this technology to engage in taping what signs are being sent, go for it, and we're going to allow everybody to do it. And at that point, it's fair. Everybody can invest in it if they want to. If they choose not to, that's fine too. They don't have to have the same technology. If they don't think it's worthwhile, that there's not a lot to gain there, then maybe they'd rather invest in something else.
Isn't there something, though, to be said for the fact that even if a team or players don't like a rule or don't understand it, the rule is still there, even if it doesn't necessarily make sense? Like baseball has said, you are not allowed to use technology to try to steal signs. Football has rules about when you can videotape things on the field or not. Most sports, all sports, have rules about what you can and cannot put into your bodies. Even if you don't like it, even if you don't understand it, these are the rules. And if you break them, you're still kind of cheating, right?
Yeah. Well, you're doing something wrong. All right. I like to avoid the word cheating.
Right. Okay. Right?
But yeah, so there's the rule. And you have, if you've agreed to engage in this game, you got to abide by those rules. You can voice your concern for those rules. You can advocate for the changing of them. But once you've chosen to participate in a certain activity that has a clear set of rules that are, and the rules for games, for sports, define the activity. And so to violate the rules in a certain kind of way really mean you're doing something different. And so then playing the game.
Usually
so,
to gain an advantage.
Right. You're trying to gain an advantage, but there's this weird sort of paradox that you're not actually playing the game anymore. But ultimately, yeah, there's a wrong in violating the rule that you've agreed to abide by. But there is also a further question of what are those rules and why those rules? And then how can we enforce those rules? So there are, I guess, maybe two layers, right? So there's the level at which, okay, these are the rules. You've agreed to play this game. These are the rules. You got to abide by them. If you don't, then yeah, you're doing some kind of wrong. But then taking that further step back to a second, more philosophic level, why these rules? What are the rules are doing? What's the purpose of them? Can we enforce them reasonably? And how are these rule changes that we might engage in, how are they going to ultimately affect the game and the integrity of the game?
All right. That is Sean Klein. He teaches sports ethics, among other things, at ASU. Sean, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.